have to raise it up.
That's the stage name.
Hello. So I'm currently working on an album called Understanding My Shadow. And I spend a lot of time in the shadow there. And this is just an offering from that. And just to let you all know, I feel good now, so don't worry. My belly's empty and my heart is broken. My mind is racing, there's a lot unspoken. I can't find satisfaction. Addiction seems to be distraction. Awake with a need to feed and fill the void. Most days I just wanna hide. Oh, 'cause I'm dead inside, I'm in bed inside, stuck in my head inside. Oh, what will it take to wake and recreate my life and bring back the bright? There's nothing like hunger and hopelessness. How can I grow from this and not fear openness? I feel like I'm swimming in the abyss. These feelings I must respect. Ay, her violence has taken effect. Ay, I'm feeling worthlessness. Ay, so I shouldn't neglect. Instead of going through it and growing through it, I cover it up, filling that void with women to fuck and pretending that comfort and coming's enough. Really, that keeps me stuck in chasing. That's why my heart is breaking. Fucking with intimacy, collecting spiritual debris from all that energy surrounding me, from lovers and my lovers and their lovers. That's a lot of lovers under covers that I feel I'm made for two. I need real, I need you. My heart, it needs to break on true. In loneliness that I can't handle, I get up and I go and gamble to get away from the shame of a one night stand, shame of an unconscious man, shame of broken plans, clumsy hands, damn catholic guilt telling me sex is filled and I'm not deserving of good things and all the joy that life can bring when my heart just wants to sing, but my actions and beliefs, they do not bring this man relief. How the fuck can I make this cease? How do I find some inner peace? Who am I and who are you? What the fuck am I trying to do? Upon reflection, those attempts of connection to things outside of myself, fuck with my mental health. Diva out dealing and feel out feeling, essentially seeking good energy to anything that feels bigger or fucking really just better than me. How can the truth set me free? Well, the Buddha in me says,
let it be what it is. Accept and forgive, confess, express, give, offer, share, care, more, love, hug, explore, heal your core. You were born premature. Ask questions if you know. If you want to know more. Sound like, what do I need to know that for?
Thank you, Baba. Next up, Cedric, because Coma.
So it's in two parts. It's mostly about memories and recent trips to family that I haven't met in a fairly long time, and the realization of how things grow different from what we remember, and how people grow different from what and how we remember them. Forgetful. My memories are like butterflies, closed and self-contained, slowly maturing. Then, when ready, start fluttering, volatile and beautiful, opening and closing in their own time, while flying away with my guilt. I'd catch them and collect them, but they would die soon anyway, and I'd soon be free if I let them be. B-side. Even a good spirit can turn bad. Upside, the melodies of life. Various tempos, various speeds. What one hears differs from what one reads. The same track on other than sad, on the B-side. Something different. Every chord, every word, no need to play the record backward. Strange tunes are played, haunted, possessive, evil. false airs and tones. Real emotions to whom hears the lie and heeds the symphony of deceit. Is this the voice of the devil?
Thank you very much, Cedric. Next up on the open mic, we have Megan Kwan.
So this one's called Augmented Reality. In one corner, we have the mystical team blue, and in the other, instinctive team yellow. Both are battling it out to be the very best that no one ever was. Round one. On opposite sides of the ring, two people begin the story of how they became one. Defenses up, offense to the gut, but their chemistry was second to none. Round two. The nights got colder, they grew closer, they spent every waking minute together, stargazing and road trips, sleepovers and beach visits. He was her comfort in stormy weather. Round three. She wanted more and she told him, her feelings and emotions overwhelming, but he shut her down and those thoughts were no more. But she didn't give up, she persisted. His actions disagreed with his words, she insisted. Sucker punched to the stomach, she fell to the floor. Round four, water break. Instead of facing each other, they looked out to the world. Both their backs were turned as they got on with their lives. Round five, they both left the room, never to be seen together again. Round six. Remember how she wanted more? He said no and shut the door, but 3 months later on the dance floor, he kissed her. No explanation for his actions, no inclination of this attraction. Confusion was her first reaction, but she kissed him back. Round seven. New year, new her, new him, new them, best friends to best lovers and everything in between. Catching them all is what brought them together. And while he was catching monsters, she was catching feelings of forever. Round eight. There were two best friends that confused the meaning. He wanted friendship with add-ons, and she wanted feeling. Jab, 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 right hook, uppercut to the jaw, the 10 count was on. She tried, she cried, she gave it all she had. 8, 9, 10. She was gone. Round nine. He came into her life as a color. Blue. Which is how he left her.
Right, thank you very much, Megan. And I have to try my Polish here. Next up on the open mic is Grace Piotrowski.
This is from a writing episode where you take the first two lines of somebody else's poem and then rewrite your own. So the first two are from Breeze by Sarah Kay. Breeze. The last time I apologized, it was warm and I did not need a sweatshirt. But I was wearing one anyway because you told me to keep it. I tried to give it back, but you insisted, and I felt awkward holding it between us. Like a teenager not sure how to hold their first cigarette, me not sure how to handle my first breakup. So I put it on as if I were cold. I wasn't, but hoped you wouldn't notice. You did. You always noticed everything. You always noticed me.
Next up, Jack.
Um, writing this poem made me wonder about secrets and the things about our lives that we might be really relevant, but we will never know because we'll never be told. It's the idea of and the format, and the title is after Dennis O'Driscoll. What he does not know is that he will never audition for X Factor. That the X Factor he is especially loved for lies in an extra chromosome. That the chromosome 21 has nothing to do with his 21st. And that even at 21 he will still be classed as vulnerable adult. That when he's 40 he will look like an old man. That by then his small sister will be his primary carer. That this is a constant worry for his mum. That his mum was heartbroken when she had him. That his birth was a turning point in life for his dad. And that the song that his dad sang at his brother's wedding was about him. That it'll never be his turn for the wedding. That it will never be his turn to sing at the telly.
Thank you, Jack. Next up, Kieran Ruff.
The silence breaks through no longer to fall on deaf ears. The elephant in the room stands on his last laughing leg, about to sneeze. Soon all will be revealed, the cat cries, calling all that's still into motion. Falling at the feet of fear of none but the true potion, enjoy the search. This effervescent starlet buzzes across town. Weekend wanders once one off, lost as a star, like so many in this cosmic cityscape. Scarred like a busker's strung guitar, the unsung hero's gone mad, replaying the tape in an alley over and over, but nothing's for nothing but good measure. But that's normal. The crowd assembles, same time, same place, like clockwork red, boasting sublime space. We cackle with crows, brown bags sway, swirl and blow. The steam has now risen, forms a thick haze. The mist dances through, people and gulls alike eating scraps. The question cloud arrives, is this false or true?
Next up, Shona Lee Lynch.
We are born slippy with talking heads. Stones roll, butterflies are pimped. Religion lost to a bohemian rhapsody. When our last breath beats it and we free fall into the abyss, when our essence exits to the ether, and souls surf through the spheres transcending this corporeal world. What if we incarnate, not as a bird or a plant, but as a song? Our darkness transmutes into light, igniting the spark into the artist's sight, souls abseiling, achieving alchemy. It was believed inspiration came not from the human, but from spirits looming. The Greeks called these demons. Genius, said the Romans. These spirits infiltrate creators' emotions, protruding into the pencil of the writer, pushing their fingers as they peruse a piano, palpating the string of a guitar. Consciousness concluding into a tune, carnating to another's creative impulse, living on immortally as a song. Accounting for the feelings of possession involved in creation. Every tune sung a seance, every hum a prayer. Concerts a commemorative confirming your existence, as thoughts and memories return as a rhythm. A harmony of, I was here. What is life but an orchestra of upbeats and down? When the great conductor pulls the chords and the music stops, why would your song not live on?
Thank you very much, and next up, Patricia Walsh.
It's called Benediction. The unsteady hand guides the exposition. Earthly wishes can be fast and thick. Celebrating another year without massacre. Take the colour of shot phones, stand to reason. Private nightlights coronate the dark. Multivitamins fall intently to the floor. Solitary park for restless blur. Accepting responsibility for one's own demise. Drinking slowly, grinding the time. Poisoning gatherings like no yesterday. Growing colour shaded green uncurtailed. Cursory foliage at the expense of expense. Slowly eating in a corner, a ways to go. Consuming time and stained glass and difference. Conversation outside, a hungry annihilation. Wiping the floor with half-eaten pizza. Backdoor illumination and only God. Experience in boxes displayed with a haze. Nicely displayed in a forgotten crisis. All being well is cause to celebrate again. Finalised warnings dotted at streetscapes. Alcoholic handiwork a stick to expel with. Moving on from the night time as planned. Like to like, resurfacing at a proper time. Collective responsibility hard and fast and thick. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Keith. Now, next up is Niall Aaron.
This is called It Is or Is It. Where's this going? It's going. It's definitely going. I've checked and made sure if it's going before, and it is. That doesn't make it easier though. Just because it's going doesn't make it good. It just makes it so and so and so and so and so and so and so. I still don't know, is it? I guess it all is, isn't it? You can feel it moving more and more, and it's too late to run to the door. You're gone past the return, so live now or mourn. Past deaths are fulfilled and you are alive now. Remember this and remember how it feels to hold your breath till you are about to burst, and you do. Remember how it then feels to fill again, but first, you must let go. Releasing breath is another debt, and you'll always live and die this way, and it's safe to say you need more play for this, or for that's what this all is, a game playing out. Use your mouth not only for breath, but to speak without rest, to shout out, to test your best, to kiss and to confess. Hold your true word as your true test, be true to it and avoid the mess. Be true to your word and the world will graciously unfurl as you enter in silence. Words become sacred and you cannot deny this. And all it comprises as your spirit rises. You remove your tricks and splices and taking chances and whiteness and overcoming a certain shyness. To confide in your own very being. Remember, all is not just the seeing or believing, but the very vulnerable act of doing. And lately, I've been confusing thoughts of helping with helping, thoughts of screaming with certain yelpings, and now I want more, my second helping, to learning me and practicing me too. And when I really truly do, that's when I know I'm one beautiful being too.
Thank you very much, Naya. Next up, we have Charles Flatt.
Thanks. It's a bit of a joke to say that I wrote this today, but it is almost true. True, I think. Heating up. Heating up. Before the end of the world, this year or last, dog violets are in blossom in the garden. Before Advent, and long before spring, they are flagging Christmas. No need for holly or ivy this year in our warming universe.
Thank you, Charles. Next up, Mary O'Connell.
This is about the murder of women in Central America, and it's prefaced by four lines in Spanish and the same four lines at the end. It's called Femicide. Podría ser su hija, podría ser su hermana. Quedamos todos unidos en la lucha por la justicia. And that's translated as, it could be your daughter, could be your sister. Let us all unite in the fight for justice. In the dawn, in a pueblo near Escuintla, A daughter and her mother turn tortillas on a griddle above an open fire. Another girl has travelled to the city, hoping to find work to feed 8 children in a house for years without a man. When Adela returns home with her first week's pay, she fails to mention someone called Ricardo, a man who behaves as if he were the boss in the cafeteria where she works. It is situated in La Zona Roja, a district that is dangerous and loud. She works without complaint, but Ricardo has roaming hands and takes advantage. He rings her up and makes demands. Her younger sister sees the bruises on her arms. Adela will not say they are from him. Then one day, she simply disappears. She is brought back to the pueblo, split in two. First they find her body, then her head. Her only crime was to be poor and powerless. At 27, she becomes another sad statistic in the black triangle swelling at the heart of America Central. On November 25th in Guatemala, to mourn those women who were raped and killed, 6,000 slain over the past 10 years, a procession winds its way through shadowed streets. Countless voices recite litanies of pain that rise above their heads into the sky. Podría ser su hija, podría ser su hermana. Quedamos todos unidos en la lucha por la justicia.
Thank you very much, Mary. Excuse me all for rushing, but we want to hear it all, right? So, John, you're next. Hi, something funny, different. A rock or a doll, and I just got the joy of that, so this is one of my first experiences. The first embracing stroke, or enters into holy matrimony, betrothed water swirls its mystic cloak. Thus wedded to a love professed, to consummate this sacred harmony, she voices sands of ever with the parting of her waves. And now entranced by crescent sighs as bower sears solemn waters, gilded by the flame of king of goldsmiths, the virgin light suffuses, the dark dispatched as coral crests the rising day, vessels for a man's commune with nature, the blessed ceremony, the coupling, embark on timeless journey. Thanks, John. Next up we have Aaron Lewis.
Thanks again, Mary. That was amazing. It was special. I get depressed at times. I think it's a thing that a lot of people go through. So I was in this deep, dark hole for months, weeks. And so I just started to try and practice being in the moment, trying to be present and, you know, feeling the breath going through my nose and feeling the cold air on my face when I was driving, or feeling the steering wheel and just being present. And I was coming down a hill in Cork, and there was a cyclist in front of me, a friend of mine who I wanted to wave to, but I was slowing because of the cyclist. And I'm just taking in the vista, I'm not looking in anything particular, but when you're driving, you're taking everything, and so I was taking everything. And it's a very thin street, it's Richmond Hills, it's quite a thin, narrow street, and there was a woman walking up the hill, and our eyes naturally kind of connected. I wasn't staring at her, but I was looking in her general direction. And she mouthed something to me, and I was wondering what she was going to say. So I come closer and I wound the window down, and she said, "Stop looking at me." So again, trying to be present, I just put my hand on the steering wheel and didn't put too much attention on it, just let the memory kind of drop and kept driving, came around the corner, came on McCurtain Street and waved to my friend, the cyclist, beat the horn, waved to my friend, the cyclist, came along McCurtain Street, came along near Parnell's place, near the bus station, and I was stuck in traffic and I had a view of the Simon community. And there was a homeless man sitting down on his honkers on the ground, and there was water pouring from his nose, and he had kind of ruffled hair and looked dirty clothes. And I was just feeling this sense of, you know, I've got a car, I've got money in my pocket, I've got a bed tonight, I'm gonna have a hot meal tonight. And I was just feeling this sense of appreciation for what I have, but also feeling this sense of compassion for a man who's a bit down on his luck. And I just felt this, and I just wanted to kind of send that or share this feeling that I had towards him. So I just kind of like closed my eyes and felt my feelings, and just kind of looked over and kind of in a very gentle way I felt. And he flipped the bird and stuck his finger up me, and I couldn't stop laughing. I laughed uncontrollably. I couldn't even get it into gear. The guy behind me is honking his horn for me to keep going. My reaction was perfect. My reaction to laugh it off, and his reaction was perfect. Thank you.
Aaron, thank you very much. Next up, Rishti.
I was going to do a poem, but I'm lucky enough to be doing the Winter Warmers on Saturday at the Close Mic, so I said I won't repeat myself, but I'm doing an album launch on the 14th of December in the Village Hall as well, so if people want to come to that, that'd be great. So I'm going to speak one of the songs, because that's probably the most pretentious thing I could think of doing. This is written about the moment when you, after you have nookie with someone and you're all settled in that like lovely bubble of warmth, and then all of a sudden you realise you have to pee, and you step to the hallway and you're trying to avoid their mother, and you go and you flush the toilet, and you hear their mother on the stairs and coming in the hall, and you go, oh shit, oh shit. Eclipsed the perfect moment, settled in the listlessness, passion slowly subdued, lost into misty, softly moved, a wisp of touch upon my skin, a tinge of guilt, I risk the sin, closed eyes and fading minds, tender souls to rest entwined. But all at once the mind alights, the call to nature sets its sight. The twilight dwindles as the body it cinders, and you step to the foyer, alert and ginger.
Thank you, Richard. Next up, Ben Burns.
Mouldy students with perfect haircuts stagger home in the rain. Drunks inhabit drunken worlds. The face expresses what the mouth slurs. Raindrops splick off concrete and blip on plastic piping. Water runs down drains with glipping freedom. Chassis shimmer in streetlight, coldly aesthetic. The bent arm supporting an umbrella. The rumble of an engine. An electric hum, the sound of my own movement. Dark spruces, external walls and corners curving out of sight to a quiet place in the rain, a quiet place in the rain.
If anyone on the open mic doesn't like their piece to be included in the open mic podcast, please let us know. Okay? Thank you, Ben. Next up, Donnie.
Delete it.
A little light-hearted piece after the heavier piece earlier. So this is just a bit of an extract of one of our songs. By Josie Chaser. So, speaks for itself. She's a beautiful girl in an obvious way, the type you'd wash yourself for. Every second day. No, I'm not normally the type who gushes over a mare, but this girl has been tearing out all my hair. Type of fine thing, she'd have you wiping the fog from your blinkers. Her body releases my inhibitions like expensive liquors. To get with this girl, you gotta make county. She ain't gonna get with no coconut bounty. You gotta be a top class cocoa treat. And on the field, you gotta be the chief. Victory goes to the strong. I'm not wrong, don't take too long. See me cut the sparkly fly from the sideline. As I see her spy. Not making defenders, they can't keep up. I got that special wonder touch. It ain't complicated, I'm first team rated. She came up to me after the game, wanted a date. Hard to blame, she's got me on the membrane. But a psychic who told her she'd meet a man who could puck a ball over the stands. I said, honey, you know that's me. See me someday in Crook Park on TV. I told her that I was going to be an all-star. I might as well have been shooting a birdie on a five-par. I'm like a demigod in a small rectangle. I'd score you 3 points from any angle. Shoot from a left, shoot from a right. If you're gonna mark me, you better mark tight. Things were good between my queen and I. I kept winning and she was mad for it, boy. Then one day I lost the clash of the ash. Twisted my ankle, knocked out in a flash. Woke up in the hospital, the team we'd lost. Defeat in the final, where we got bossed. I texted her looking for sympathy, but she was missing, nowhere to be seen. She finally replied saying that she was busy, but I heard on the grapevine she was with someone playing for Cork City. I should have known that it's all so dirty. Go for the lad in the winning jersey. She dumped me flat, but it ain't no mystery. You lose one game and you're history.
Thank you, Danny. Bye. Much appreciated. Next up, Philip Spilling.
To the old round traveller, to the bland white mountains, my journey has ended. Said those mountains, with its secret faces, hiding in its mists, coating its surface, your journey has yet to begin. When the old round traveller found the cold spring, melting and morphing the ice to pour, he spoke, my journey has ended. Yet the spring, as white as fertile milk, like the birth mother's breast, your journey has yet to begin. Among the pine forest that clothes the mountain in wood, branch, leaf and shadow, the old man whispered, surely my journey must end. However, within those trees, parted an unseeable troll, and he spoke like the wind kissing treetops, your journey has yet to begin. Not long after, the old round man found a hare or rabbit, and called after, are you a sign of my journey end? However, the hare or rabbit vanished, and his guardian spoke, your journey has yet to begin. Distraught, the old round man settled, with no hospitable home, no welcoming enchanted mountain, no place to call his own. He became cold, he became thirsty, he became longing, he became hungry. Older, the old round man traveller pushed himself up and admitted finally spoke, my journey has begun. With admitting his place, the spring leapt into his cup, the trees fell to his axe, the hares and rabbits fell to his pistol, and the mountain became his home. He always thanked the spirits, the enchanted mountain, for their sacrifices, for their hidden love, for their given bountiful nourishment, even if the spirits had no faces to thank. There his wife finally joined him, and later they had a boy, who became the great tall man. No sooner did the old round traveller taught his heir all he needed to know, he died, and was buried between the wood, mountain, and spring. The great tall man continued to use the enchanted mountain. As the spring leapt into his cup, the trees fell to his axe, the hares and rabbits fell to his pistol, and the mountain still was his home. However, he forgot, or never knew, or ignored to thank the spirits for their sacrifice, as there was no faces to thank. The supplies were beautiful, bountiful, loving, and reliable. So sometime the spring would speak, my journey is ended, and will welcome dryness. The trees will say, my journey is ended, and will speak for the fire spirits to burn the cinders. So the hares and rabbits will speak, my journey has ended, and will fall prey to disease and vanish. Together, the spirits of the enchanted mountain would say, our journey has ended, leaving a cold, lonely, barren mountain top. Always thank the bountiful supply of food, home, water, nourishment, and sharing. Even if there's no face to thank, there is no journey without saying the loving words. Thank you.
Philip, thank you very much. Next up, Ali Bracken.
So very quickly, this is a piece, an ekphrastic piece, which is kind of reflecting on a mural that was in a laneway in Cork that was captioned, "Eggs, please, and plenty of tea." Eggs, please, and plenty of tea. Three cock and millishog, there's no eggs in them. Please, Akara. I don't even eat eggs. And that's Spencer, the bastion shah. Yes, I mean the bastion of poetry, saying we're all only animals down in Cork. That bastion shirt. Aren't we all only animals? And the British are saying it was one of their lads that said it when the Arabs said it nearly 1,000 years ago. Jimmy's on the eggs, lad. The dirty bastion of animal eating. He's the one who wants the eggs, not me. And I'm sick of saying and repeating myself. You think I was a one-trick pony saying the same old ding-dong every time I speak. I guess in my line of work, one has to catapult the propaganda. And if it's good enough for Father Matthew, it's good enough for me. And isn't he sort of repeating himself all the time, standing there staring down at us and judging our lovely league? I guess it smells better now than it did 20 years back. Stinking it was, like those rotten eggs they've got on in the kitchen. And for the 100 millionth time, no, I don't eat eggs. Keep them out of my cakes, keep them out of my grub, keep them out of my tea. Eggs for Jimmy, please, and an egg-free tea for me.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you, Ali. Am I repeating myself? Thank you, Ali. Next up, Anton Floyd.
One of the signs of getting old is when your friends die. And this year, a poet living in Belgium, originally from Limerick, died. His name is Martin Burke. And he's Irish. And this poem is in memoriam. I'm sorry if it's serious. But. So it's called What Then? Tonight's window's a black mirror. Familiar things marry the shadows. Beyond the rim of yellow light cast by my reading lamp, they shape change, merge into fable. Your book lies open in the lamplight. It is saturated with memory. Time flits in and out of mind like the uncertain flight of a bat. It is no respecter of chronologies. One summer, we sat under an oak. We welcomed the shade then, observing how it seeped coolness and reached round branches, each leaf adding to the tonal depth. Later, you sang What Then, when we paused under Ben Bulben's head. You could always sing in harmony with Plato's ghost. After my father's death, you said my gait recalled his funeral. A moth brings news from the dark. There is no rhythm to the way it batters its head against the lamp. Each time it happens, the papery wings tap out a message of self-immolation. The last time we spoke, your voice had the lift and dip of water rounding river stones. I felt the splash of each syllable, its short, silvery life. Yesterday, in the harbor, I watched a departing boat. Strands of seaweed clung to the anchor. The books you sent, I'll keep in the box they came in, a kind of reliquary.
Thank you very much, Anton. And Rob Parker. Rap, Arthur.
Thanks to Richard for the mention.
Field of the Standing Stone on the Hill of Thorns. Give me your. Said the Grey Wolf Witch. With 20 of the faithful, that young new priest had it thrown in a ditch. That same young priest who called me out in the church, and if people, they shunned me, they wouldn't buy my healing herbs. And the old stone recumbent in the ditch where it lay, sang its own hymn. It was on the Wednesday forenoon, the day before the fair, when a young priest on horseback came cantering there. His white mare, she shied him, and he tumbled on down with a sharp crack as his neck broke. That priest met his doom. Then the people called to me to barter and trade, and 20 of the faithful put the stone back in its place.
Thank you very much, Rob. And the last but not least, we have Kieran McCurtin.
Rob Michal and I are members of the Choke Collective, so basically just continuing Rob's performance. It's called Vers Men, and it's like bear is in French for green, and men is in men.
It's not that I'm worried, it's that I live in fear. Where are we going in our hurry? What's there that isn't here? What are these straight lines, markings on a page of roads, oil rigs and mines, of gold and coal and age? And wave them like a banner, a flag of burning progress. Coast to coast we pan her, and with our righteous hands we bless. We've lost our place in nature and we're proud to let it go. Nature is uncivilized, surely by now you should know. Eager, eager, keen and keen. A burning need to define, scared of all we haven't been. A need to claim what's mine. A terminal restlessness, lust for an absolute truth. Oh, the science, oh, the progress, what is spirit, what is youth? To men of the immediate, friends of the silver handshake, obedient children of the obedient, the moans of comfort that they make. Now science can name our brain, what use have we for thinking, how we've become so tame, with a cheap answer for every inkling. The blues and reds of the sky paling to grey, the calm night the seeing eye gives way to itching day. Go red, go on red, break green, break on green. You know what they have said, you've seen what they've seen.